three suicide bombs in Pakistan to tell you about. The attacks killed 15 people, the deadliest west of Islamabad in Peshawar. 8 people were killed near a state-owned bank and a military hospital in Peshawar. Another attack killed 6 people at a police station in the northwest frontier. And a third blast killed 1 person near the Indian border. People, in fact, more than 100 of them, were injured in the 3 attacks. Iran's leader firing back after President Obama accused his country of violating international agreements with its nuclear program. The president had strong words after learning that Iran has a second uranium enrichment plant yesterday. That's when they learned it. And Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad called President Obama's claims baseless in an exclusive interview with Larry King last night. Take a listen.
Well, I believe he's made a mistake. The mistake is very clear. We informed the agency even before we were required to about the facility's operation. So how can he possibly accuse us of secretly engaging in an activity that did not take place? This is a big mistake, accusing us of an action that did not take place.
What is the U.S.'s next move?
Well, you know, Betty, President Obama wants an investigation into this second nuclear facility. The U.S. and other countries, as you know, Betty, have long suspected Iran of trying to develop a nuclear weapon. President Obama very much, of course, now wants Tehran to open this second site to international inspectors. And on the heels of the G20 summit in Pittsburgh, President Obama says that the world is more united than ever when it comes to Iran. And he vowed that if Tehran does not cooperate, there will be consequences. Here's how he put it this morning in his weekly radio and internet address.
All of the permanent members of the United Nations Security Council and Germany have made it clear that Iran must fulfill its responsibilities. Iran's leaders must now choose. They can live up to their responsibilities and achieve integration with the community of nations, or they will face increased pressure and isolation and deny opportunity to their own people.